Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker. Stay with us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has congratulated the West Indies Under-19 cricket team on their historic victory in the ICC Cricket World Cup. The West Indies defeated India by 5 wickets in the final of the World Cup held in Bangladesh. Mrs. Simpson-Miller highlighted the participation of 3 Jamaican cricketers in the winning Under-19 team. The 3 Jamaicans, Michael Frew and Shahid Crooks of St. Elizabeth Technical High School and Odine Smith of Magatey High, returned to the island on Wednesday, February 17. The Prime Minister said while it was a hard-fought victory, the young Caribbean team stuck to the task and with skill, composure and class, led a grateful region to one of the most memorable victories in West Indian cricketing history. Mrs. Simpson-Miller, who has portfolio responsibility for sport, wished the entire cricket team continued success. She pledged the unwavering support of the government of Jamaica to developing the sport of cricket and to ensuring that young players receive the necessary nurturing to achieve their full potential. Recent investments in the country's sporting infrastructure have placed it in a firm position to serve the training and development needs of the various professionals in the field. Sports Minister Natalie Nita-Headley says over the last 4 years, emphasis has been placed on infrastructure development to ensure that Jamaica is able to maintain its dominance in the sporting arena.
We recognize clearly it's impossible to train our athletes to world standards without having world standard facilities.
Mrs. Nita-Headley was at the groundbreaking for a new multipurpose court in Deeside, St. Catherine, on February 12. The minister cites the $36 million development plan for the Lila Robinson Netball Court at the National Arena, the new $25 million Mona Hockey Turf, and the $168 million spent on a new synthetic track at the GC Foster College as some of the tangible efforts to make sport a sustainable trade.
Can't have the best physical education college of sport in anywhere this part of the Western Hemisphere and not have a proper track in place. We were also very pleased to have had for the first time lights at Sabina Park in collaboration with the government of India. But we are also very heavy on ensuring that our athletes and their welfare and their well-being is also well taken care of. And so for the first time in Jamaica and anywhere else in this region, there is an athlete's insurance plan which commenced on the 1st of February.
A man is still a man with iron wheel jacket and tie.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has extended congratulations to reggae group Morgan Heritage for copping the Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album. The Jamaican band, comprising 5 siblings, won the prestigious award for their album Strictly Roots. Among the nominees for Best Reggae Album were Jacure, Luciano, Barrington Levy, and Rocky Dawuni of Ghana. In a press release issued by the Office of the Prime Minister last week, Mrs. Simpson-Miller praised Morgan Heritage for winning their first Grammy, noting that it is an exceptional accomplishment and a moment of great national pride for all Jamaicans. And Prime Minister Simpson-Miller outlines government's vector control activities to curb the threat of the Zika virus.
Since the government was advised of the presence of the Zika virus in the Americas, we have been doing everything we can to ensure that adequate vector control efforts are carried out across the country. The frequency of fogging in several high-risk communities has been increased. Volunteers have been deployed in communities to assist with identifying and destroying mosquito breeding sites. The government has also provided funding to increase Jamaica's capacity to test for the virus. As a nation, we have faced many challenges and have always overcome them when we work together. May God continue to bless Jamaica, land we love.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. That was Jamaica House Weekly. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.